This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And one thing you should never, ever, 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 ever do is offer your audience a disclaimer before you start. So an example of that could be, hi guys, I just wrote this poem and it's not very good, but I hope you enjoy it, all right? If you give me an excuse to tune out, guess what? I'm going to tune out. Even if you just made this poem up 6 minutes before getting off the toilet and you're walking to the stage, even if you're suffering from Ebola that day, even if some huge catastrophe or tragedies happen in your life, do not give your audience a reason to think less of what it is you're about to say. Again, if your message is one of importance, if this is something which is going to enjoin good, forbid evil, help society, be a source of khair in this world, you do not want any reason for people to tune out from it. You don't want to give them a reason to say, you know what, I don't want to listen to this. So even if you're suffering from some sort of major catastrophe, you get up on stage, you don't let anybody know about it. You don't let anybody know that you haven't prepared, that this is the first time you're performing it, that you're nervous, that you're scared. Disclaimers are a big no, no, no. And if you do mess up, which sometimes you will, right? This is now a little trick, okay? If you mess up on stage, what do? First thing you should do is not apologize for messing up. You should just try and keep going, okay? Because most times, here's the trick, your audience doesn't even know you've screwed up. Unless it's something major, unless you've said like a swear word or you just completely blank out for like 8 minutes, right? Most of the time, your audience does not even know that you've messed up. What I'll do, sometimes I mess up on stage, it happens, right? Is that I will either try and say that part again, maybe go back and say the line again, the line that I'm most familiar with and most comfortable with. I will jump back into it, or I might even mumble the word if there's like a word I'm forgetting, or I might change it up with something else. A lot of things can happen, but the number one thing I never do is say, okay guys, sorry, I messed up, can I start again? People do that. People will ask the audience for permission to start again. Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khair. Brother, you tried your best, but please just go home. Just leave this gathering immediately. Because if you have to start again from the very beginning, you have to torture me with a poem that you don't even know from the very top, you are basically condemning us all to lyrical hell. So please do not offer disclaimers. And if you do mess up, which you will, then do not ask permission to start again. If it requires, if you've just started off, then do it. Start again. Don't ask your audience for permission. You control the audience. Do not let the audience control you. Also, sometimes people will be like kind of standing behind you on stage. This happens a lot in Islamic events. I notice that there will be a person speaking at a podium, and then there will be three people kind of sitting on chairs in front of a table next to you. This for me is, it goes against everything I've ever learned about public speaking, because your audience is facing one direction and they're supposed to be looking at you and focusing on you, but yet you're offering them these side distractions. You know, if a person sitting there is for whatever reason picking their nose or drinking water or stalking on the person next to them or texting on their phone, they're basically taking the attention away from where it should be, which is on you. So if you have the ability, and if somebody is standing beside you or next to you or behind you, you want to kindly ask them to please go away anywhere. You can go home, you can go to the toilet, you can do whatever you got to do, but do not stand on stage next to me, because that is going to be distracting. You also want to definitely memorize your work. I could talk for hours about this, because this is something that I'm very passionate about and something that most people will never catch me not doing, which is memorizing the poem that I'm about to present. And why this is important is because if you have not taken the time, you don't respect your work enough to take the time out of your busy schedule and learn it line for line, word for word, and encompass it and embody it and really feel what it is you're going to say before you present it to your audience through this act of memorizing your poem. If you do not care enough to do that, then I'm sorry, but I do not care enough to listen. You want to make no excuses in making your performance the best. Okay, reading in front of an audience on a piece of paper or an iPad is going to basically limit your ability to, first of all, engage with them through body language, through hand gestures, and so on. And it's going to teach them that you either are not prepared, you've just written this piece, you know, you haven't gotten the time, which is, you know, that happens sometimes. You haven't had the time to present it. And if that's the case, then guess what? You shouldn't be performing it at this given moment. So memorize. Once you've memorized your work, it will allow you to do so many more things. It will free up your mind, your hand gestures. I take the time out and I memorize all the poems I'm going to perform. And I do it in such a way that I'm so confident in my poem. I'm so, you know, I've actually practiced it so well that if any crazy things happens, anything happens while I'm performing, if there's a fight in the back, if there's a small fire that starts forming here, if people start crying or throwing tomatoes at me, I can keep going. Because I know what I'm saying. Because I've practiced and I've prepared. Practice, practice, practice. You're going to find this is a constant theme in public speaking. You need to continually practice. And by memorizing your poem, you're teaching and telling your audience that this is something you actually care about. You actually are so passionate about it that you've locked it inside of your brain. And now you're going to relay it to them through memory. This will allow you again to focus up on so many things, freeing up your hands and so on and so forth. That's all for this video, inshallah. Stay tuned. We're going to talk more about performing techniques while you're standing in front of your audience, including how to overcome stage fright. Oh, everybody's scared on stage. Inshallah, next video. Jazakallah khair for watching. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.